all in mid-pod.
Cure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darman Mathos.
Push it right to the edge.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Indeed you are powerful, as the Emperor has foreseen.
Freak sauce.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
If you had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful, why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
She's an international student from Japan, and we're here to fulfill her fantasy.
Where is this? I've never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
It makes me feel so powerful.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes I am.
Plastic.
Hi, this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and in case you didn't already know it, what we do here on A Plastic Sushi is to bring you a two-hour sound collage by starting off with some Japanese music, and then we relentlessly genre jump, mixing it up with funk, punk, jazz, metal, bluegrass, electronic, classical, country, disco, as many different styles of music as we possibly can that match our theme du jour. Plus, I mix in audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where. Our theme for this episode is called Gimme Some High Energy, so we're going to be playing one high-energy song after another for you. Yes, high-energy electronic, high-energy classical, high-energy bluegrass, some classic rock and some high-energy country and high-energy punk. We began the show with a Japanese band, of course, because that's one of the rules on A Plastic Sushi. And what we had there in my mixing was one of my favorite techniques to go playing around with my intro, using the full-length version of one of the songs I sample in my standard template intro. That was Shonen Knife, of course, playing the Sushi Bar song. And at the end, we had their drummer, and then she switched over to bass, Atsuko Yomano, with a Plastic Sushi ID she kindly recorded for me when they played at the Middle East in Cambridge way back in 2007. So we've got so much high-energy music to get you moving, including Wendy Carlos, The Cult, Aaron Copland, Chet Atkins, The Prodigy, Merle Travis, Joe Mathis, AC/DC, The Ventures, The Ramones. Yes, all of that and more in this next 2 hours. Plus, for my audio clips from who knows where, I've got some very intense samples I've collected and worked with over the years related to O.J. Simpson, including in our first main set, Nicole Simpson's sister Denise Brown testifying at his murder trial in 1995 about a particular incident with him and Nicole. And I used those, the O.J. Simpson clips extensively in what I think is my best single song sound collage, the Plastic Sushi White Bronco remix of La Tigre's TKO. But you're going to hear some of these other pieces of real life and historic audio clips mixed up in a completely different way in the next set. Plus, also we'll be hearing segments from the 1938 War of the Worlds radio drama by Orson Welles that supposedly caused mass panic across the United States when some people actually believed the Earth was being attacked by aliens. And then we've got some audio clips from, real world historic events, 9-1-1, 9-11, including perhaps the scariest audio clip from who knows where that I've ever mixed into a song. If you go over there right now, there's people jumping off the buildings. Oh my God. Also, a shout out to my brother Philip, who is tuning in right now. Backing me up right now, my ambiance, this is the Munsters theme by Jack Marshall. And I found this on Ultra Lounge Volume 13, TV Town. So, we're going to start off the next set with the seed crystal for this theme from Taku Ishino, another Japanese artist who's perhaps best known for his work in the Japanese band Denki Groove. But he's also a talented composer, musician, and DJ in his own right. And also in this set, we've got some big Japanese taiko drums mixed in with the War of the Worlds recording, the 1938 Halloween Eve radio drama. So So stay tuned and get ready to rock with classical music and classic rock and Japanese taiko drums.
Give me some high energy.
Takyu Ishino, give me some high energy.
Give me some high energy.
Plastic Sushi.
Give me some high energy. 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 Give me some high energy.
Is a bottle of very, very, very old scotch.
OJ, grab Nicole's crotch, and this is where babies come from, and this belongs to me.
Give me some INRC.
Give me some INRC.
INRC.
Give me some INRC.
have filed any special interest. I have plenty of money. No one can pay me off.
Indeed, you are powerful, as the Emperor has foreseen.
You get any readings on your instruments?
Yes, sir. There's a tiger burning bright in the forest of the night. I'm trying to Saturn rings around my head down a road that's Martian red.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's indescribable. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it.
It's awful. Its eyes are black and it gleams like a serpent. The mouth is a kind of V-shape with saliva dripping from its rimless lips. It seems to quiver and pulsate. The monster or whatever it is can hardly move. It's weighed down by possibly gravity or something. The thing's rising up now and the crowd falls back. It seems plenty. The most extraordinary experience, ladies and gentlemen. I can't find words.
Never. energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
So, Lisa, do you always leave your stereo on, even when you're not there to listen to it?
What stereo?
The one you left on in the other room.
Oh, that one. I was going to turn it off, actually, but I got distracted. I mean, come on. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
Hang on. You're just repeating the lyrics to Hannah Montana's song.
Nobody's perfect. Okay, I'm turning it off.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. And we have an extremely high-energy theme for you this evening as we genre jump our way through a whole bunch of songs. We began the last set with the Japanese artist Taku Ishino. And kind of the seed crystal for this episode, Give Me Some High Energy, from the Japan for Sale Volume 3 compilation. And then my favorite ever Van Halen song, Panama, off their perfect 1984 album. Followed by Wendy Carlos's perfect performance of the William Tell Overture from the Clockwork Orange soundtrack. And then it was some big Japanese taiko drums with the band Kodo. And that song was Toki no Koe from their Ibuki album. And mixed on top of that, we had a whole bunch of excerpts from Orson Welles' 1938 War of the Worlds radio drama broadcast on Halloween that supposedly caused mass panic across the United States with people believing the Earth was actually being attacked by aliens. And then we finished off the music in that set with The Cult and Love Removal Machine, the version that was on the Rare Cult Disc 3 CD. Not the version on disc 2 or disc 5 or the original album version, no. I like this one the best. And that had a bunch of audio clips in there from the 9/11 historical tragedy there, including the scariest audio clip from who knows where that I've ever mixed into a song by that Witness Eileen. And yeah, at the beginning we had some clips too from Nicole Simpson's sister. And, well, a shout out to my nephew, Ryan, who was listening. But one thing, as Chuck Yu says at the beginning of the show, we've got a disclaimer in here. And I'd say overall, I am not oriented this show towards kids. This is a little bit more of an adult content. And yeah, what we do with those audio clips from who knows where and the things that we explore here. So backing me up right now is David McCallum and his incredibly cool big jazz orchestra band version of the Batman theme, which I found on Ultra Lounge Volume 13, TV Town. So in the next set, we've got some high-energy country for you coming from Hey C. Dixie, some a classic rock riff and a deep one from AC/DC. Also, that madman master of the Telecaster in both country and rock, John Five. Some electronic high-energy music from the the Chemical Brothers, and we're going to conclude with some Judas Priest. Yeah, all going out to you, Philip. But first, we're going to start off with another Japanese band, of course, because this is a Plastic Sushi. This is a band, a so-called group sounds band from the 1960s. They're kind of known as garage bands, but they aren't like 90s garage bands. But they were, you know, they going back here to the 1960s with Outkast from Japan. Everything's all right here on WMFO in Medford.
Oh, little baby, you know, been away. Oh, little baby, you know, home today, don't you know, sir? Everything's all right. Everything's all right. Everything's all right. Let's give me love like nobody can. Let's give me love like nobody can. Let's give me love like nobody can. Oh, little baby, you know I feel so good. Oh, little baby, I never knew I could, don't you know, sir? Ever since all I, ever since all I, ever since all I, ever since all I, let's give it up like nobody can. 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 Let's give it up like nobody can.
God help us from the hands of engineers.
Scotty. Push it right to the edge.
Aye, sir.
Push it right to the edge.
I'm not.
what walks downstairs, a loner in pairs, and makes a slinkity sound. A spring, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's Slinky. It gives a big lift when wrapped as a gift, a very likable toy. It's falling in place, brings smiles to your face, something kids can enjoy. It's Slinky, for fun it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky, it's fun for a girl and a boy. And Slinky Mobiles with big Slinky wheels and pistons that move as you go. It makes a great sound when you pull it around. The driver's an old-timey fellow. A Slinky dog, a Slinky train, many more wonderful toys. You tug the string, they do their thing. They're great for girls and boys. They're Slinkies, really wonderful toys. They're Slinkies, they're fun for girls and boys.
Hey, I'm gonna have to beat this. Oh, no, we can't.
sensation is, gentlemen, it's indescribable. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it. So awful. Its eyes are black and they gleam like a serpent. The mouth is a kind of V-shape with saliva dripping from its rimless lips. It seems to, quiver and pulsate, and the monster or whatever it is can hardly move. It seems weighed down by possibly gravity or something. The thing's rising up now, and the crowd falls back. It seems plenty. That was an extraordinary experience, ladies and gentlemen. I can't find words.
See, Mr. Bond, I always thought I liked animals. And I discovered that I like killing people even more.
I think there should be complete freedom for the artist and performer. The artist should feel free to use nudity if he feels like it.
She's an international student from Japan, and we're here to fulfill her boyfriend's fantasy.
Push it right to the edge.
I was under the influence. I was under the influence. I was under the influence. I was under the influence.
I discovered.
Very, very grand.
Pratt versus Orenthal James Simpson, case number BA097211. We, the jury, in the involving title action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder.
Push it right to the edge. Push it right to the edge.
Don't run.
Push it right to the edge. Push it right to the edge.
Don't run.
I am not frightened by what lies ahead, and I don't believe the American people are frightened by what lies ahead.
I object to intellect without discipline. I object to power without constructive purpose.
And if you go over by there, you can see the people jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now. Oh my God.
My son is my trademark.